Ozil, Lacazette, Ozil! Arsenal are walking in a winter wonderland! What a turnaround! He's come up with it! The scorpion touch! Olivier Giroud! When you saw Mkhitaryan do it, you say we'd never see it again!
Hi, and welcome to the Cannon Crested Arsenal podcast. Wow, it's been a while. It's been a really long time. I think we've recorded just one podcast this season, and it was before the season started, where we had a conversation with Emma Dili and Mo Amali about their thoughts on the season, and that was sometime in August. And 100% my fault, I haven't been able to get myself together to record another podcast. Which is really, really bad, because what you learn when you read about podcasts, and especially when you're starting a new one, is that people look out for consistency as well as they look out for content, and we're kind of struggling in that regard. But I apologize, it's completely my fault. I recently moved to a new country to work, and settling in and time zone differences meant that we couldn't just get the team together at the time that was comfortable for everyone to record, and it's just pretty much settling down. But hopefully we should start recording more frequently now that I'm pretty much settled as well. I could blame the guys as well, because I pretty much told them, record the podcast on your own and just send me the file and I would upload it, because I really don't have to be in everyone. They are much smarter than I am anyway. So that's pretty much the reason why we haven't been able to record for a while. But we're back now, I think. And I'm going solo today, which is pretty odd. I just felt the need to take a deep dive as to what's happening in Arsenal right now and just share my thoughts in the clearest possible sense that I could. And obviously the guys Mo Amali, Mastermind, Tobiamo and Emma Dili will be joining from the next podcast, obviously. But I just thought to focus on a particular aspect of the game that I think that if Arsenal do better in, then we will see better results, because pretty much the whole atmosphere now is filled with a lot of animosity towards pretty much the manager, which is strange, because in the past it used to be somewhat shared. So in the past, that's during Arsene Wenger's reign, there was a section of the fan base that would rather blame Stan Kroenke than blame Wenger, and because pretty much he wasn't investing as much as people wanted him to invest in the squad. That has been ruled out now, especially with the amount of money we paid for Nicola Pepe. So Stan is out, and especially the fact that Joss is more involved. He's meeting people, he's writing letters to the fans as well. So he's sort of out of the picture. Another section of the fan base in the past would focus on Gazidis and say he doesn't have leadership qualities to get Arsene Wenger to do what would be best for the club at the time. And Gazidis is left now and is replaced with Raul. And there's so much affinity for Raul. And you would see how Raul was pretty much the focal point of the post-transfer window era. And Don Raul, I took on the Don Raul brigade, because he's done his job. His job is to provide as much resources for Unai Emery to succeed, and no one can hold him responsible. So this, from the CEO perspective of the club, him and Vinay, fans don't have angst against them as well. Then from the technical director perspective, which we didn't used to have, and that was part of the stick that was used to beat Arsene Wenger, because he was accused of being too controlling, and we now have Edu. Edu is extremely likable. He walks. You pretty much see pictures of him walking into the ground with fans. He's at the training ground. He's hands on. He wants to be part of the picture. He's likable. And exactly, you can't actually hold him responsible for anything that's going on now, because it's pretty new, and his role as a technical director is more long term than short term. So you can't really hold him responsible. And then you get to the pitch. Everybody loves Ljungberg. There's even talk that he's coaching the Europa League side and things like that, which I absolutely do not believe or do not completely agree with. It's not only natural that he will have affinity for the young players that he brought through and they will lean on him for wisdom, but I think pretty much easy lies ahead that wears a crown, and Unai Emery is pretty much in charge of those. But so everywhere around the manager, people like the players as well, even though we are divided on a couple of them. Everybody loves Aubameyang, Lacazette, Leno, and things like that. Bellerin, everybody's excited. Tierney, everybody's excited. Guendouzi, everybody loves him as well. So a large portion of the first team are pretty much liked by the fans as well. So the focal point of all this animosity has been the manager. And Unai's communication problems, which are not his fault to a large extent from my perspective, because I pretty much speak only one language. He speaks a couple, and it's natural that he struggles in English. And his inability sometimes to communicate in a way that fans can emotionally react to means people assume he's emotionless, or maybe he's actually emotionless, or you don't have people really understanding what he's trying to say, and in the midst of trying to bring out context in what he's saying, it gets lost in different translations and ends up being bland. So there's no emotional connection to Unai Emery. That from my perspective, I don't see a lot of emotional connections to him. People are not invested in him as a person, so they are really focused on the results that he's bringing out and the performances that the team is showing as well. So I just thought of it and I'm like, okay, let me do some small data research to find out if there's anything in particular. There's a question that was asked on the last cast. I was listening, and like, and James and Andrew, they, one thing that Unai Emery has improved that they could latch on to, and they pretty much tried to answer the question on their pod, and you should listen to it. I'm sure everybody listens to that as well. But I just thought of one thing that we could work on that would actually see us improve. And looking at the data, I decided to focus on the fact that we don't score early enough. And because we don't score early enough, it's hard for us to actually see Arsenal impose themselves in games. And that's the conversation that goes on Twitter a lot about whether performance, focus on the performance or the results. But I think that the results are heavily tied to how much you perform. And how much you perform is how much is how much you perform as a team is dependent on how much you can impose your own ideology on the game. And if as a big club you don't score early or you don't score first, it's then harder for you to impose yourself on a game. That's the perspective that I'm taking this podcast from. So I decided to go and do some deep dive at this. I got the data that I'm going to be using here. It's a heavily data focused podcast, so if you're not into numbers a lot, I'm sorry, but I just thought that would help to give context to this whole conversation. So the data is all from soccerstats.com. You can go download it and check it out. They have lots of stats on there, but they're in a format that you have to extract and do some manipulation. It's not in a very visualized format at all. So it's in this raw form. You can take it out and then make sense of it yourself. So it's soccerstats.com. That's where I got all the data from. I decided to go back last season and see if there's a correlation between Arsenal last season and Arsenal this season, and also in comparison to people who finished above us last season. So I'm talking Liverpool, I'm talking Man City, talking Spurs and Chelsea. Obviously, United don't come into the picture here. We finished above them, and expectedly we should finish above them this season again. All right, so the first index that we're going to be looking at is games that the team scored in. So that's the focus for now, for this this part. So in 2018-2019 season, Arsenal scored in 86% of the games that they played in. This season, we have scored in 88% of the games that we have played in. So that's an improvement. We're using percentages again because it gives context to the whole So and it's a good thing that I'm looking back at the last season as well, because we have a larger body of work across a whole season to compare to. So when you're doing comparisons between, I'm not sure I should be explaining this, but when you're doing comparison between data sets that are not equal, I think it's better to use percentages so that you could use, you can find the context to the whole. So we're using the whole of last season in comparison to where we are this season. And if you're listening to this podcast, it's the weekend before the 10th game, I think. And Leicester has just beat Southampton 9-0 as well. So, so we have to put that into some context. Ideally, we should be looking at Leicester in this conversation, but it's too late to get that data now. So let's go back to the conversation. So we're using the whole of last season in comparison to the number of games that have been played this season before the 10th game. So again, Arsenal, 86% of the games that we played last season, and in this season we have scored in 88% of the games. Tottenham have are an outlier here because they're really bad. So the data that we're going to be sharing here is going to just show you how bad Spurs have become. Last season, they scored in 84% of their games. This season, they're scoring in only 77% of their games. Again, you'll see with Man City scored in 94% of the games they played last season. This season, they're scoring in 88% of the games, which correlates to the fact that they're not performing as well now like they did last season. So Man City is heavily dependent on scoring as well, because you have to score to win games, like a Michael Owen type of analogy. Liverpool, they've improved 92% of the games they scored in last season. This season they scored in 100% of the games. So direct correlation to, they're the only team that are in the, that finished top five last season that has scored in all the games they played in this season, 100%. Chelsea, massive improvement, and you just throughout this whole podcast you would see as well the improvement that Frank Lampard is making to this Chelsea side. I think Chelsea last season were a statistical anomaly. There was no reason why they should finish in the top four if you look at it from a statistics perspective, but they did finish there, and so a lot of their data is skewed towards improvements now, because I think they were a statistical anomaly last season. Chelsea scored in 73% of the games they played last season, and this season they have scored in 88% of the games that they've played. So it's a massive improvement. They're the most improved side with respect to scoring goals. Spurs are in decline, and Arsenal are performing at almost the same level, 86% last season and 88% this season. So so it correlates to what you see on the table. Basically, Liverpool are on top, and City are just somehow behind, and then Chelsea next, obviously because of their massive improvements with the goals that they're scoring, and then Palace, Leicester, and then us. So that's the index for games that games that we scored in. The second index I would like us to look at is games where we scored first. And I actually, this is the whole focus of this conversation, because I have a strong opinion that as a big club, it's your prerogative to score, to take the lead in the game. You should score first, because when you score first, most teams set up themselves to defend against you. So, like you played against Sheffield, they are really good in defending in numbers. So, if you score first and if you score early, the team is forced, especially when they play at home, to come out and play. When they come out and play, that's where the quality of your team starts to show, because you can then pass around the spaces that they create. So, so I decided to look at the games that we scored first, and in comparison to how we are scoring this season. So in the whole of 2018-2019 season, Arsenal scored first in 57% of the games that they played, which is a really, really low number. So it directly correlates to the fact that we are not scoring first. Teams are defending a lot against us. We are not scoring first. We're not scoring first. So that's 57% of the games. This season, the performances look worse because we are now scoring at first in only 44% of the games that we have played. So it's not looking good. We're scoring first in 44% of the games we have played thus far. Hopefully this index improves. So let's see how this pans out with the other clubs that we're comparing against. Spurs are, again, an anomaly here because they last season they were scoring at 63%, which was better than us. Last season they scored first in 63% of the games that they played in. Arsenal score and now they're scoring 66. They're scoring 66%. So Spurs actually scores first in a lot of games. However, they can't seem to take the benefits or reap the benefits of scoring first. So 63% last season for Spurs. This season they're scoring in 66% of the games first. Man City, you see the drop here. I think Man City more than any other club actually has to score first because their whole game is built around taking a lot of spaces around, passing a lot around your team. And if you're constantly defending against them, it just makes their work a lot harder. So last season they scored first in 89% of the games that they played in. This season they're scoring first in 77% of the games that they have played in thus far, which shows why they're in somewhat of a lower position compared to Liverpool. Liverpool have improved actually. Liverpool 76% of the games that they scored in they played in last season they scored first. This season they've improved that number to 77%. Chelsea, massive improvement here again. 60% of the games they played in last season, they scored first. This season, they're currently scoring first in 77% of the games that they've played in. So, despite the poor start to the season that they had, we are currently seeing massive improvements from their attacking outlets at Chelsea, and Frank Lampard is doing great work there. So, scoring first is an attribute that I think Unai Emery needs to focus on for us now to improve. We're currently doing that at 44% of the games, and we need to get that number. We're the lowest in comparison to Spurs, City, Liverpool, and Chelsea on this index. Next one is games scored first and the result. So what's the impact of scoring first on the result of a game? That's what we're checking next. And in 2018, Arsenal scored first in we won 73% of the games that we scored first in. We lost 18% of the games that we scored first in. This season, we have won 75% of the games that we scored first in, and we haven't lost any game that we scored first in. Again, another correlation to the fact that if we score first, we have a higher potential to win the game. We have drawn 25% of the games this season that we scored first in. So we need to be able to convert. That comes down to the fact that we don't defend very well, because if we score first, in games where we score first, we have to make sure we don't concede so we can take maximum points. So we're not winning enough in a lot of the games that we're scoring first in. So 75% increase, 75% of the games that we played in this season where we scored first, we have won, and we haven't lost any. If you go to Spurs are actually an anomaly here because they scored first in 50% of the games and that they won, and they've lost 70% of the games. So it's a poor start for Spurs. But look at Spurs last season. In the games that they scored first, they won 83% of those games, and they lost only 1%. So it shows again that scoring first is really important for the big clubs, which is really poor because their defense just seems to, or their whole setup doesn't, they don't take advantage of the fact that they've scored first. But let's go to Man City. Man City won 91% of the games that they scored first in last season. This season, they're winning 85% of the games that they scored first in, and then they're drawing the remainder of the 15. They haven't lost the game that they scored first in as well. Arsenal hasn't lost the game they scored first in as well. Spurs have lost 17% of the games they scored first in this season. Look at Liverpool. Liverpool, 100%. They've scored the 100% of the games that they scored first in. No draws, no losses. Chelsea, they've won 71% of the games that they scored first in, and they've drawn 90%. They haven't lost. So, of the five teams that we're looking at, Arsenal, Spurs, City, Liverpool, and Chelsea, when they score first this season, only Spurs have dropped points, have dropped all 3 points. The remainder haven't lost the game that they scored first in, which is really important. Again, score first and you have a higher potential to win that game. We'll take a quick break here because it's a lot of numbers, and so just a quick break, soak it in. If you have to pause, grab a cup of coffee or tea or water or something, and then we'll be right back. Welcome back to the podcast. So we're trying to review how important it is to score first for the big teams and to ensure that they win games, and how it correlates to Arsenal's performance as well. So the next index we're going to look at is games won and the aggregate time it takes to score, like the first goal. So how quickly do we have to score, or how quickly are we currently scoring? And in 2018, we scored the first goal an average of the 32 minutes. Spurs, 40 minutes. Man City, 24 minutes. Liverpool, 29 minutes. And Chelsea, 38 minutes to score that first goal. In 2019, we're actually better. And this also correlates to why it's important, and I keep repeating this, why it's important to score first and to score early. That's what we're trying to see here. This season, we're scoring the first goal 26 minutes of the game that we won. So in the games that we won, we scored, average time it took us to score the first goal was 26 minutes. So in that period, we won three of those games, we drew one. 26 minutes. So if we haven't scored by the 26 minutes, the alternative is we score the goal in the 61st minute. And in when we do that, in the games that we haven't, those games, one win, two draws, and a loss. Again, in the games that Arsenal scored first, average time 26 minutes, we won three of those games and we drew one. Score first, score early. Spurs are scoring first, and now when they won, they scored in 35th minute. Man City, obviously, they score early, 16 minutes. It takes them to score the first goal and they win. Liverpool, 35 minutes. They score the first goal, they win. Chelsea are better than us in this index as well. They score the first goal on the average in the game that they've won in the 22nd minute. So it's really, really important that Arsenal scores first so we can actually impose ourselves whatever idea that we want to impose on the game. And it gives us a higher chance to actually win that game. The last index we're looking at here is games won without scoring first. So how many games did we win from losing position? Last season, we won two games. Spurs, three. Man City won. Man City, obviously, the index doesn't apply to them because pretty much they score first in almost all their games. Liverpool, like, good comeback side. They came back from four games to win last season. Chelsea, three games. This season, we have won one out of the five games that where we went behind. Not good. So it's really important for us to score first. Just one out of the five. Spurs haven't won any game that they haven't scored first in. Applies to Man City as well. Liverpool have won one game out of the two that they've gone behind in, and Chelsea haven't won any game that they went behind in. So I'll take that stat again. Arsenal have won one out of the five games that they went behind in. Spurs, no game. They've not won anyone that they went behind in. City haven't won anyone they went behind in as well. And Liverpool, one out of two. Chelsea, they haven't won as well from two games that they went behind in. So it's really important, especially for the big clubs, to score first, to score early, because when you don't score first, there's pressure on you to actually go chase the game. The team you're playing against, there are a lot more teams that are worse than you, and it's easier for them to just defend, makes it harder for you to win. And if they get to score first, it means that all they now have to consciously do is defend, and then it makes it even twice as hard for you to win the game. So it's important that this is the focus of I think it's important that Unai Emery focuses on this kind of information to ensure that the team is really clear about how they want to approach a game very early on. They go into the pitch with a strategy on how to actually score and win early. Because if we are waiting to react to what other people will do or what other teams will do, or most of the teams we'll play with, especially when we play at home or at their ground, will want to defend against us. So if you're waiting to size that up, it takes a longer time for you to score. It takes a longer time. And the more time it takes in the game, the more confident the lesser teams feel like they can get a point from this game, which will be beneficial to them and not beneficial to you. And then they can focus more on defending against you. And if they happen to get one shot or two shots, they take advantage of it. It makes it even harder for you to win the game or to impose yourself or to play well. So that's pretty much my thoughts on this subject, and my in conclusion: score early, score first, and we have a higher chance of winning. So I hope you enjoyed the pod. The guys should be back next week. I think we're trying to make a podcast next week to just review the whole thing around Arsenal for this season, and just get people's opinion on how they perceive the club. Why is there so much animosity? Is one of the questions that the guys will be answering next week. So once the podcast is up, I will share the links on all the social media channels and you can listen. Thank you again for listening. Hang in there. I hope Arsenal goes and does a great job against Palace, especially because we play at home and our home should be our fortress. We should be winning. We should be performing. We should be playing well. Those are the indices, I think, that are important to an Arsenal fan. And I hope you enjoy your weekend or whenever you listen to this or your working week. Have a great day. And my name is Simon. Cheers. Bye-bye.